I had just moved to Seattle in 2010, late summer, doing an AmeriCorps term with a local nonprofit. And in 2011, it was around May, I just started to notice some, you know, like weird things happening. In my left hand, I noticed that my fine motor skills were kind of not, they were off. Like I could grip things just fine, but like typing was a little weird. It was kind of all came to a head Memorial Day weekend, and I just felt really sick. I couldn't go to work. I had to just stay home. I was having a hard time doing anything other than lying down. It was like when I'd get up to go to the bathroom, I was turning the corner and like falling into the wall, and just things that were a little bit more concerning than before. So I tried to contact the doctor, but it was Memorial Day weekend. Finally, I did get a hold of my doctor, and he's like, well, I think you should probably go to the emergency room. And I was really like, I don't want to go. It's really expensive. And, it just kind of came down to like, well, what's more important, the expenses or the fact that you are, feeling really sick and you need to figure out what's going on. And obviously the answer to that question is that you feel sick and you have to go. And they brought me to their neuro ICU, and it just kind of, it was really critical at that point. Part of the reason I was having all these symptoms was because a lot of fluid had built up on my brain, and I was kind of like really out of it. And I don't remember much leading up to the surgery, but I know that they had to put a shunt in my skull to drain some of the liquid because they couldn't operate because it'd be unsafe. I remember saying something to my dad, like, what are we going to do? I don't know how much all of my treatment and everything costs really, I would just guess like somewhere around $500,000, it's a lot of money to do all that stuff and to get all those MRIs. And my dad just said to me, he said, don't worry about that. The most important thing that you need to be worrying about is your health and getting better. And he was like, we'll figure it out. And you're only 23, worst case scenario, you file for bankruptcy and it'll be off your record by the time you're 30. And he's like, that's not ideal, but we'll figure it out. I'm currently on Washington's Apple Health, which is tied to Medicaid. It has been just like a lifesaver for me. I knew that everything was like crazy expensive. I mean, I did like 30 plus days of radiation therapy on this like specially advanced machine that was going to be the best for my treatment. And I never had to negotiate with a doctor about like, well, what else could we do that would be effective but not quite as expensive? Like, I never had to have those conversations. When you have a disease like cancer, everybody sort of talks about like the mind over body situation with any illness or any disease, and I really think that's true. I think that staying positive and trying to like think about your future and think about something that you're, living for is so important. And I think that if the future you're looking at holds hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical debt, I think it's harder to feel like that fight is worth it. We are getting married in July in Seattle. I'm really excited. And, when I first got diagnosed, we had already sent out like save the dates and all that kind of stuff and had secured the venue. And I remember he looked at me and he was like, hey, do you want to postpone the wedding? And I was like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm freaked out. This is giving me purpose. This is giving me meaning. This is going to be so wonderful. And like, I need this.